brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us today, folks. Third hour of the Alex Jones Show coming your way. It is the 21st day of June, 2006. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones today, tomorrow, and the next day, as Alex is preparing to run the Super Bowl of all 9/11 conferences. Not to say that all the other great 9/11 conferences weren't great, didn't have great speakers, didn't really pull in a good audience, didn't really make some headway, but this is the one, folks. I've heard there are upwards to 80 news agencies waiting to report on this. We want to make sure they all get to it. That's why, again, we have to do those quote-unquote info drive-bys on C-SPAN, NBC, ABC, all of the cable news outlets, and make sure they understand that this is happening, that they have to cover it. If they don't, we will see that there is a cover-up taking place. What's wrong with putting together another side of the debate? Why do we always have to debate about whether the governor wears brown shoes or black shoes, or whether Ann Coulter is good for America or bad for America? Why do we have to always debate whether we need more draconian laws because there's another child has gone missing? We know where those children go. No, let's have some real debates. Let's have some real debates about 9/11. We're taking it to them. You're helping us do that. That's why we call you Info Warriors, and we're going to need a number of info drive-bys on C-SPAN, particularly C-SPAN, because they have obfuscated on the last 9/11 conference in Chicago. We want to make sure they're very well aware of this conference and well aware they're going to lose viewers and lose support from an audience that is vastly disappearing if they don't cover this event. Put Alex Jones on the air. Put some of the speakers on the air that'll be attending and giving presentations at this conference. So we're counting on you to do that. Real quick, of course, Alex Jones puts out some amazing videos. I'm saying that really as a listener, not the radio host that is sitting in on this program today. Just as a listener, just as somebody out in the audience who was really, I think, educated by 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, or the various police state videos, or by Dark Secrets Inside, Bohemian Grove, The Order of Death, the new film about that, which is just amazing. There's new footage that maybe some of you haven't seen related to Bohemian Grove, and the film has been cut and edited to move along very quickly. This is definitely something you're going to want to have. Of course, the newest video just coming out now called Terror Storm. I have seen some cuts here in the studio behind the scenes. It gives you a full briefing. Really, this is a briefing. That's really what it is, folks. This is an intelligence briefing. Gives you a full briefing on the history of state-sponsored terrorism, goes in back into 9/11, shows that our so-called trusted government officials and their controllers have an end-game plan for you. And we talked about that in the last hour with Glenn Spencer. That plan is regional, centralized, command and control, consolidated government, locked into the hands of a few elites who are, quote-unquote, unrestrained by morals. That is a direct quote from Between Two Ages by Zbigniew Brzezinski. The future will be a scientific dictatorship controlled by a few over the many and the elite who have no morals. Of course, they're selling us gay marriage. They're selling us all these moral issues. And they have no morals, and we know that. If they did, they would live by the oath of their country. That is to defend this country against enemies foreign and domestic, not to be the enemies foreign and domestic. To get Alex Jones's films, there are multiple specials running, not to mention a huge store and library of books and videos that will really help to get you up to speed if you're a new listener, or help keep you in the game if you're a longtime listener. Go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or call 888-253-3139. Want to see what you might be getting? Go to the online store at Infowars.com. Make sure, if you haven't already, this is one of the best deals out there. Prison Planet TV. Sign up for Prison Planet TV. Get all these videos and more. Operators are standing by. Tell them you heard it on the Alex Jones Show. You're calling in for the specials. You want martial law, 9/11, rise of the police state, the package that goes with it. 888-253-3139. We're going to come right back with Celerino Castillo III, former DEA agent that exposed the narco trafficking within our own government in Iran-Contra. He'll join us right after this. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show, right after this.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, though I am not Alex Jones, never will be. Jack Blood sitting in with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in, spreading the word about this program, about Alex's work. I'll tell you, Alex was a very instrumental in waking me up and getting me off my butt so that I could get out and join this fight, and I'm glad I do. I sleep better at night when I have time to sleep, and I just feel much better about myself. Honestly, folks, get in the fight, but... We're going to go to Sally Castile here in just 1 second. I've got to do this just because, again, it's important to the show. This supports the show. And I want to tell you about Cal Bend Soap, the Cal Bend Soap Company. For over 50 years, Cal Bend Soap Company has been showing consumers around the world that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. I wonder if we have any environmentalists out there who still use the formaldehyde soap. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I switched to the Cal Bend Soap at our house. I had the most unbelievable joint pain. This is a personal testimony. I had the most unbelievable joint pain to where every night I'd try to lay down and I would be in so much pain that I'd be kicking my legs, I wouldn't be able to sleep, and just one step away from being in tears. Well, you know what? Since I switched to the Cal Bend soap, I haven't had that problem. I think there's a direct correlation here, folks. So many elements of the Cal Bend soap is just so good for you. It also supports this show and a great like-minded advertiser and sponsor, Cal Bend Soap Company. Give them a call at 510 638-7091. You can go to the InfoWars site, get more information as well. CalBenPureSoap.com, 510-638-7091. Mention that you heard it on the Alex Jones program. They have specials and packages just for you listeners. Check this stuff out, folks. If you're skeptical, this is what I always say. If you're skeptical, you're hearing testimonies that it works, but you're still skeptical, hey, we're skeptics. Try it and then see if we're not absolutely right. Clean, naturally safe for you, safe for the environment, healthy, good soap helps clean up some of that dirt that we collect from the New World Order and having to get down deep into the rabbit hole. Celerina Castile III is with us. His book, a great, great book, by the way. This is on my bookshelf, and I refer to this all the time. In fact, I just recently wrote an article in which I've quoted Celerina Castile talking about the so-called war on drugs, the Afghan heroin and Taliban and what that is involving, and all the key players. But I can't write an article like this without quoting my friend Celerina Castile. The book Powder Burns, Cocaine Contras and the Drug War, powderburns.org. Celerina Castile, thanks for joining me, man. Always good to have you on the air.
Well, thank you for the invitation.
I was getting worried about you. I hadn't heard from you for a while, and, you know, you're a guy that I always worry about getting Gary Webbed or getting suicided, so you got to always remember to keep in touch with us all the time, Sally.
Absolutely.
What? Where do you want to start? This is a good segue because we were just talking about the NAFTA corridor, and Glenn Spencer basically made the point right away that this is going to be a huge drug smuggling device that we can now bring in drugs. Of course, in Kansas City is going to be the first border check at the NAFTA highway. Certainly, they haven't had any trouble bringing in the cocaine, the heroin, the marijuana, whatnot, from the third world in the past. This seems to just make it easier for them.
Absolutely. We have more drugs today than we did 5, 10 years, 15, 20 years ago. So that's got to tell you that something definitely is wrong with the so-called war on drugs. Not only do we have more cocaine and heroin coming in from Afghanistan, but the main-made drugs are coming in, the methamphetamine, the ecstasy, and so forth. So law enforcement has never worked on the so-called war on drugs.
Well, and just say no didn't work too well either.
Well, absolutely. When Nancy Reagan came in, just say no to drugs, man, we were building what was known as cocaine democracies down in Central America and those third-world countries. It never worked.
Give people a kind of a rundown, a synopsis, if you would, on what you did, what you saw down there, just in the light that maybe people haven't heard you before, don't know your story. Give them the rundown on Celerina Castile III.
Well, basically, I come from a very patriotic family from South Texas, and we all served our country proudly. My dad was a World War II veteran who was shot 6 times in the Philippines. Myself, the only son in the family, was advised by my dad to pay my dues to my country, and I proudly served in Vietnam. But it was in Vietnam where I first saw my fellow soldiers dying on overdoses of heroin. And I promised myself that if I did survive that war, that I would have my own personal war on drugs, actually believing that if I put my life on the line, that I would make a difference in preserving my country.
I heard you tell the story of one of your buddies who died with a needle in his arm, a victim of the cheap heroin in Vietnam, one of the reasons I believe we were there, certainly, and that you dedicated your life afterwards, at least maybe a little naive, you found out later, but at least a valiant effort to try to stop the rampant drug use here in this country and around the world.
Exactly. And it was then that I decided that I would do my own fight, struggle, and once again, believing that if I put my life on the line, that I would make a difference. And I was sent, I promised myself that I would, and I went on and got my degree in criminal justice and was one of the very few hired in 1979, and very few Latinos hired, and went to New York City for 4 years, and then went down to Central and South America because of my Vietnam experience. And it was there that I realized that we were the bad guys. We were sleeping with the cartels. We were building what was known as cocaine democracies. We were allowing those third world countries to sleep with the cartels, and in a process they would call themselves democracies. And it came back and bit us in the butt. It was a crack epidemic at the time. We made it happen in the U.S. We saturated the whole country with crack, And even today, we're still suffering from crack babies that were born at that time period, and destroyed a lot of families. And
yeah.
You know,
our jails are full of people with a dime or 20 bucks worth of crack, while guys like Oliver North, who you personally called out, and I guess George Herbert Walker Bush, and certainly a number of their minions and elites, including high-level people at the CIA, high-level people in these multinational companies, a few of which we have named on my program, all getting a free ride, cashing in, converting this money into black ops operations, even funding so-called terrorism with this very drug money that is killing our children and enslaving people into the prison systems.
And that's absolutely right. And basically what a lot of people don't realize is that we, the United States government, have invented or have established every major terrorist in this world one way, shape, or form, work for the United States government. And after we're finished with them, they go ahead and turn around and start their own struggle against the imperialism. And that's the problem that we're having. You know, we created these monsters, and now we have to live with them. And people like Oliver North and Negro Ponte, all those people were instrumental in building those death squads in Central America that eliminated or genocide a lot of the Mayan cultures down in Central and South America.
You actually met, of course, you know, you kept a diary, you reported all of this to your superiors at the DEA. They tried to shut you down. They wouldn't listen to you. You actually had a chance to meet George Herbert Walker Bush face to face and try to tell him personally what you saw and what went on down there. Of course, meanwhile, he's got Felix Rodriguez with a desk in his office at the vice president as he's vice president under Reagan. Can you just briefly recap that incident with George Herbert Walker Bush?
Absolutely. It was January 16 of 1986. He was then vice president, and he was down there to celebrate the so-called new democracy into Guatemala. And basically, you know, it was a cocktail party at the ambassador's residence. And he came up to me and shook my hand and asked me what my job description was. I told him I was a DEA agent conducting international drug trafficking investigations. And I also said to him that I was the agent that covered El Salvador, and that we had received intelligence that the Contras in El Salvador were heavily involved in drug trafficking. And he just shook my hand and smiled and walked away. So I knew then and there that the highest level of my government were instrumental and complicit in the drug trade.
And, of course, the drug money, a lot of the drug money was laundered through the BCCI bank. All of this was investigated by the Kerry Commission, which were supposed to look into this particular aspect of Iran-Contra. Of course, nothing ever came of the investigations.
Absolutely. Lawrence Waltz also had special prosecutor on Iran-Contra. But his agenda was strictly the missiles that were sold to Iran by Oliver North. And he was able to keep those funds. And instead of going to the Contras to support the Contra operation, it went straight into Swiss bank accounts, and they made a profit on the missiles to Iran. And Iran turned around and used those missiles against American troops, Beirut and other
Eastern countries. Because that's how it always ends up, isn't it, Sally? I mean, this very money... I guess in a way the commercials are right that when we buy drugs and street drugs, we fund terrorism. The only thing that commercial leaves out is that first the money goes through our very heads of state and government and policymakers, then it goes to the terrorists and begins killing people around the world.
Absolutely, and the problem that the American has become more addicted to drug money than they are to drugs. And basically that's one of the major things that our government will never stop. We depend a lot on drug money, and we will never, ever stop the drugs coming into this country, whether it's for support of terrorism or for financial institutions. You know, we've got Walmart going down to Colombia trying to get the FARC organizations down there to invest in Wall Street and so forth. So they really don't care as long as there's money to be made, and they're going to continue to do that.
We're going to come back. I'm going to get some comments from Sally Castile III on immigration. We're going to bring you up to speed, talk about how these Iran-Contra villains were all rewarded and how they hold the post now, how we're getting more of the same people, same problems, same show. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, InfoWars.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
We'll be going to your calls here in just a few, so everybody hang on. DJ, TJ, Rob, Mike, thank you for patiently holding. Of course, this is the Alex Jones Show, Genesis Communications Radio Network. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. Sully Castile, our guest. Again, his website is powderburns.org. You can read about all of Sully's adventures, and they were adventures. And make sure to get his book, support his work, Cocaine, Contras, and the Drug War, Powder Burns, by Sully Castile and Dave Harmon. Sully has been interviewed on shows like 2020. His story has been completely validated. It has been certified by even the establishment. So there's no doubt that what Sully tells us is the truth. And I know Sully personally, and he is nothing but a truthful man. Sally, there's been a breaking story here, and we want to bring people up to date. We talk about Iran-Contra, and people, you know how people are. A week ago seems like 100 years ago. They can't remember what happened a week ago. We're trying to tell them what happened, you know, 20, 25 years ago. But let's bring people up into the present. We look around us. We see the entire cabinet. We see the entire all these monsters that were involved in Iran-Contra, all in charge today. John Negroponte, as you say, who was in charge of the death squads then, in charge of the death squads, also organizing the death squads in Iraq, which we've touched on discussing this event in Fallujah and Ramadi, the sectarian violence. But he is our intelligence czar, head of all intelligence now, even above guys like Donald Rumsfeld, I dare say, maybe even ahead of guys like George W. Bush. So we look around us, Sully, and we see all the same players, all of these criminals, Carlucci, you name them, all rewarded now and still running our government. Colin Powell, I mean, the list just goes on and on. Now, today, there's a breaking news story. Aircraft owners in 5.5-ton Coke bust includes a delay appointee. One of the two owners of a DC-9 busted in an airport in, you have to help me pronounce this, Ciudad de Carmen, the state of Campeche, Mexico, last week freighted 5.5 tons of cocaine and had been appointed in 1993 to the Business Advisory Council of the National Republican Congressional Committee by then Congressional Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Have you seen this story yet? I think we faxed you a copy of this. You had a chance to look at this, Sally?
No, I haven't done that, but that doesn't surprise me. You got to remember that going back using those DC-3s that informants for the DEA used all belonged to a lot of the Air America, Oliver North, Felix Rodriguez, and now Luis Posada, who is the one that knows where all the skeletons are buried in Central America, who is now in the correction center in El Paso, Texas.
Well, and we've talked about this with you before, Sally. Luis Posada, a known terrorist who bombed an airplane in Venezuela, was it?
Right. That's in Venezuela.
And this is a guy that we're protecting. So, Sally, here we have, and he's just on a long list of terrorists that we protect here in the United States. So here we have Bush saying, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. We have to run these terrorists down, find them wherever they are, burn them out, kill them, bring them to justice. Yet our very president and his employers are protecting guys like Luis Posada.
Exactly. And, you know, the sad thing about it, Luis Posada will more than likely be pardoned at the end of the day when Bush leaves the office. And he's one of the major terrorists in Latin America. He's what's known as the Osama bin Laden of Latin America.
Yeah.
And we created him. He worked for us. And, you know, there's no doubt about being convicted for blowing up that airline in Venezuela and also those hotels in Cuba. So, you know, we have our own American terrorists that we have created.
I want to go back to this story. The plane in question that is connected to Tom DeLay, no, he wasn't driving the plane, folks, but people that he had worked with, employed, that were in his association. We can get to Abramoff as well involved in this. The plane's registered owner is Royal Suns LLC, a Florida Air charter company that one time was housed in a hangar at the Venice, Florida airport owned by the infamous flight school Huffman Aviation that trained Muhammad Atta, allegedly, who flew the planes into the World Trade Center tower. Huffman Aviation, Rudy Deckers, who ran that organization, prior bus for cocaine, seen in person by eyewitnesses, doing cocaine with the holy jihadist Muhammad Atta. I mean, all the chickens are coming home to roost. It's all coming together. Now 9/11 is involved with drug smuggling.
Absolutely. You know, we have Barry Seals' plane that took a lot of cocaine into the United States and was the one that was shot over Nicaragua, you know, with Hassenfoss. And so, you know, it's all a piece of the whole puzzle.
I've spoken to people who have followed the paper trail, the money trail. They've named a number of corporations. I'm happy to announce who they are. They also allege that Muhammad Atta was the new Barry Seal. I might get your comments on that when we come back. And we'll go to your calls, folks. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. This is the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com.
Going to back down. I take as an example someone like Celly Castillo. I mean, if Celly could go through what he went through, I can certainly get on the radio and run some investigations and publish some news reports and cover this information. That's the least we can do. I like to think we're keeping Celly alive every time we put him on the air. Celly, we were talking. I'm going to go right to your caller, so please, again, be patient. We're going to go to you right in just a minute or so, but I want to finish making the connection between terrorism and this global drug trade, global drug smuggling, because, again, we have another plane busted. Delay is somehow linked to this. Abramoff is somehow linked to this. I'm going to give out the full story is at madcowmorningnews.com. It's an exclusive report, and you can read the whole thing there. I'm going to post this at jackblood.com as well. But and then we have Huffman Aviation, where Autotrain. Then we have Autotraining in Norman, Oklahoma, with Zacharias Massawi and Nick Berg and included in the picture. And then we have George Soros up at Air Force Base. I mean, a lot of this stuff really starts coming together, Celly. And the fact is, Huffman Aviation is a CIA-run place where, you know, the new Air America, let's call it. And yet we merge these so-called terrorists who just accidentally, coincidentally, were trained at what is basically a CIA drug smuggling airport. Telly, this has got to really get through to people.
Absolutely, and people will start to read, and they will realize that they're putting the pieces together, and it's the same goon squad, as I call them, you know, same terrorist cell that worked back in the 80s are now, right now, in Iraq. Example, Colonel James Steele, who ran the death squad El Salvador, is now running the death squad's commandos in Iraq. That's been reported by New York Times and so forth. So we have Oliver North, Elliot Abrams, all these people, you know, that were heavily involved in the drug
trade. Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld. I mean, the list just goes on and
goes
on.
Goes on and goes on.
Do you think that, let me get your comment on this, and then we'll go to the calls. Do you think that, I mean, MENA was discovered. Even Bill Clinton began kind of referencing it. Obviously, it was under heavy investigation, the MENA, Arkansas hub of the Bush-Clinton drug smuggling operations. They're working for other people, folks. Don't worry about it. Do you think that there's something to this, that the MENA was discovered, they moved this to Venice or moved this to Florida, they employed a new batch of drug smugglers, that being guys like Muhammad Atta and others, and that essentially Osama bin Laden wasn't training terrorists, he was training drug smugglers. I mean, do you think there's something to this?
Well, absolutely. That's always been there. You know, there's an old saying, people are leaving glass houses, not throw rocks. And that's why Bill Clinton, at the time, was governor of Arkansas, and did not do anything to stop the smuggling into MENA, Arkansas.
Well, in fact, Larry Nichols, one of his top advisors who ran one of his money laundering operations, actually came out and spilled all the beans on MENA, Arkansas. But again, let's talk about the blue dress. Sally, why not?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, but look, that's good that this information is getting out. More importantly, people are standing up and pointing this out, and now we're finding more and more and more and more connections to Abramoff, to DeLay, to Bush, not to Poppy Bush, but Baby Bush. So life goes on. Nothing really changes in this sense, though.
The fact that
we're able to talk about it, the fact that we're able to get the information out, certainly changes things from back in the days of MENA.
Right. Let me just say one thing real fast, and that's that George W. Bush, or Senior, or George W. Herbert Bush, right before he left office, he pardoned a Saudi Arabian who had been arrested with 75 kilos of cocaine in the U.S. So what does that tell you?
And Clinton was there to make sure that
the
Iran-Contra investigation
exactly.
would go no further.
Absolutely.
And he got help by his buddy, John Kerry, also Skull and Bones. 1-800-259-9231. Sally Castile with us today. powderburns.org. Let's go to DJ in Florida. DJ, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, hey, I have a subject for your last hour. Are you familiar with Article 6 of the Constitution?
Well, you tell me.
Okay,
I would do a terrible job quoting it, that's for sure.
Okay, what it says, the Constitution and the laws of the United States which shall be made pursuant thereof and all treaties made which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land. Isn't this how these people are working now? They're using our Constitution to destroy us because they've signed up with all these treaties. United Nations Treaty, CAFTA, NAFTA, the World Trade Organization, and so forth. They're using this to go around our Constitution.
Sure, there are some holes in the Constitution that are supposed to be used for things like emergency or things like war powers, okay? They're not supposed to be used irresponsibly to destroy the government. That's what we're here to do. We're the check and balance. I actually have an expert on the line about all of this right now. You might know him. His name is Alex Jones. Alex, welcome to your program.
Hey, Jack and Sally. I've been enjoying listening to you the last few minutes here on hold. I called in about something else, and I don't want to take too much time. How's my cell phone coming in from downtown L.A.?
Sounds good.
Okay, fantastic. So it sounds good?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Great. I can hear you.
It was just cut out a bit on my end. Well, just to answer that fellow's question, all laws, all treaties that are violations of the Bill of Rights, null and void. That's why Patrick Henry and Thomas Jefferson and others got together and forced the adoption before ratification, what was it, in 1798, of the Bill of Rights. And so the Bill of Rights trumps all of that, but forget the Constitution, forget the Bill of Rights. Article 9 states, even stronger than Article 10, that all powers are reserved to the people, And the Founding Fathers clearly stated the Constitution Bill of Rights just points out your rights and points out the powers of the government, mainly in the Constitution. And, you know, again, the government tomorrow can pass a law saying black people aren't humans and that they're slaves and have to go back to plantations. I would expect black Americans to fight back and to the death if need be. You know, we're all in this thing together. So people look at the Sixth over and over again and say, oh, it shows treaties. That was specific treaties within the office of the executive for specific maritime instruments. In the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers hashed all that out. It was debated at the time, and the precedent up until about 100 years ago, and the doctrine that we had, of course, with the Monroe Doctrine, was that we were supposed to stay in our hemisphere. And so the globalists do claim that the Sixth Amendment gives them this power, but it does not give them this power, just on the basis that our rights come from God and there's an organic common sense law, but then also in the Constitution Bill of Rights itself, that is clearly not in there, and that's misconstrued. Just because the enemy claims they have this power doesn't mean they do. But the reason I called in, worked till about midnight last night on finishing a Terror Storm that will be premiering here, Jack, and then I got my plane, flew out early this morning. I just got in my hotel room, and I turned it on, and it was talking about, I believe it's set up in Oklahoma, where there's a shootout with six jail guards and federal officers, and they're killing each other. This is what we see down in Brazil. This is what we see in Mexico. Yeah. This is the new America, and this shows how criminal the jail guards and police of this country, not all of them, have gotten. And I heard Selly on. I thought, well, you know, if Selly's on, this is a great thing to bring up. This is one more telltale example, and I want Paul Watson to write an article on this, one more telltale example of how the veneer is just peeling away. Folks, criminality doesn't stop at one point. You know, they're saying that these police or these jail guards were basically raping the women for food and stuff. And that's, we all know that's how the prisons are. There was a prison right outside Austin in Bastrop where they were raping all the women. It was a hellhole out of some movie. But I just wanted to get your comments on that. I mean, this is a big deal that we have jail guards and police killing each other in huge shootouts, because they are. They're a bunch of bandits. They work for bandits, and this stuff rolls downhill. As our government gets more and more criminal, we're going to see more and more of this.
Zelly?
Absolutely. It's one of the things that I've seen that I've never seen before, the 30 years I've been in law enforcement, or that I was with DEA, I saw something that really threw the Constitution out. A few months ago, I saw where the possibility of a federal judge here in South Texas changed the transcript of one of the hearings. It is alleged that he was trying to protect the United States attorney, who was a Republican, an assistant United States attorney, and I could not believe the gall that those people have now, that they can do away with the Constitution, change transcripts in the middle of a trial, threaten defendants if they don't plead guilty that they will be sentenced to life.
Well, here's another thing. 2 weeks ago, the Supreme, you're right, Sally, 2 weeks ago, the Supreme Court ruled.
No knock. Yeah, the no-knock.
Not just the no-knock of last week. 2 weeks ago, they ruled in a L.A. case where the prosecutor caught police framing people. He said, I'm not going to be part of this. They fired him, and the Supreme Court said, you're not allowed to whistleblow criminal activity.
Exactly.
You can lose your job. Folks, the Supreme Court's ruling we don't own our private property. All of this is happening. We have police in shootouts killing each other at prisons now. I mean, this is what it's come down to. But listen, I'm going to get out of here. It's just to know that it's getting crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier, guys. I'm just glad you guys are on the air fighting this thing.
Thank you, Alex, for calling in.
Hey, Alex, keep us informed what's going on in L.A., and, of course, I'm going to see you there Friday night or Saturday morning, man. Thanks for, thanks for letting me sit in.
During,
go ahead.
Just as sure as you walk out during the next break, will you relay this message to Watson? I want him to do something on this because it shows just the lawlessness is just spilling out now.
Yeah, we'll do that. And, folks, you can look for the full exclusive story at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Alex, be safe out there. Watch out for those UAV drones out there.
Oh, it's all part of the freedom, land of the slave.
Just in time for your conference, the L.A. is going to be testing these unmanned aerial drones. They must think a lot of you.
That's freedom, Jack. You guys take care.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point, isn't it, Sally?
Absolutely.
Here we are supposed to be raising up these third world, second world nations, improving them, being the shining example, the light on the hill, as Reagan used to say, that all men would come onto, and the fact is the reverse is happening. We've sunk to their level.
Exactly. The Constitution is out the window. A Bill of Rights is out the window. I mean, the whole thing, they're making their own amendments now to the Constitution. The Supreme Court has ruled now that you don't need to knock on somebody's door at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning to come in with a search warrant. And it's just unbelievable. I've seen search warrants where they perjure themselves to obtain a search warrant with all bogus information, and the U.S. magistrates are signing off on those warrants.
I mean, the fact is, the same foreign agents, we'll call them international bankers or the global oligarchy, call it whatever you want. These are the same people that destroyed countries like Mexico, kept them down, countries like Guatemala, other countries, certainly Argentina, Bolivia, who have now risen up and taken matters into their own hands, the entire continent of Africa, most of the Middle East. The fact is, they just took them a while to get over here. That's really what it is.
Exactly. And we have agents that they have no respect. We have a female agent, Amanda Davis, with the DEA, who perjured herself before the grand jury to indict somebody. Now, those are facts. Now, will OPR, the Office of Professional Responsibility, do anything about it? Absolutely not. There's a massive cover-up, and it's a federal indictment for people to be doing stuff like that and getting away with it.
Yeah, and going back to DJ, and I'm going to go to TJ here in a second, I mean, the fact is, Alex is exactly right. The Bill of Rights does supersede many points of the Constitution, and part of the Bill of Rights is that you cannot make any law that takes away anyone's inalienable rights. So, again, we have to remember that they can make all the laws they want. That doesn't make it constitutional. That does not make it legal. But, of course, Sally, they don't care if it's legal or not. They're just going to do it.
Exactly.
TJ in Minnesota on the line with Sally Castile III. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Sally and Jack.
Yeah,
hey, I wanted to talk about some serious NAFTA corridor issues, but I won't, as long as Sally's on now, I want to mention the fact that I'm sure he's aware, as I am, firsthand, that long before the land borders were opened up, there was no air control into this country and out of this country. And you can go down on the Mexican border and watch all sorts of aircraft. You can go up to the Canadian border and watch all kinds and countries pour across our borders. There is no air defense in the United States, and there hasn't been for over a decade.
Yeah. Absolutely. There still isn't. Here in South Texas, you can get on a plane in Reynosa, Mexico, and fly at a low latitude and come right into the United States without anybody bothering you.
Yeah, again, pointing out the hypocrisy of the war on terror. We can't even secure our own country. What are we doing trying to secure Iraq?
Well, exactly. And so this is not going to work. I've always said there's two things that our government will not stop, and that's going to be immigration and drugs. Both of those things will come in. We need their economy. We depend on, as I said before, America's now more addicted to drug money than they are to drugs.
Can I go back to NAFTA for a second?
It's good, yeah. I can give that another minute.
I specifically want to speak to Iowans and Minnesotans, as that lady from Kansas City did. Now is the time to organize. If you own land along Interstate 35, you better wake up. And you better get some billboards along your property that says, no corridor here, my land is mine. And I'm working on it. I talked to the Iowa DOT Engineering Highway Department at the state offices yesterday, and they said, oh, no, that's just a name. They're going to rename our highway.
Well, look, and that's not true, and you know that, TJ.
I know
and your call to action is exactly
okay.
Right. And I want to tell people this, that the people of Gonzales, Texas, stood up to this, and they chased away these bloodsuckers, and they had to go around Gonzales County in order to put up the Trans-Texas Corridor here. So it can be done, TJ.
Yeah, we just did it here in San Juan, Texas, which is down by the border here. They were trying to run that expressway, toll expressway, through the city, and the citizens of San Juan, which is a small city, did away with it, and they were able to fight the Texas... and so forth.
That's right. And another victory. And you're going to hear them tell you about how great this is going to be for the local economy. They're going to give you all kinds of the usual excuses. Look how all of that has worked out in the past. When have they ever given a free ride to a corporation and you've gotten your money back and everything has been wonderful, flowers and frisbees, okay? Just hasn't happened. TJ, thanks for your call, man. Yeah, you're right. You people on the I-35 going here from Mexico to Minnesota, you better get busy because eminent domain, Agenda 21, is coming to a town near you. If you don't protect yourself, they're going to take everything you have. Bob in New York. Rob in New York, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Jack. And it's an honor, Sally.
Thank you, sir.
I got your book a couple months ago, and I was actually too busy to read it until maybe last week. And I can't remember the last time I couldn't put a book down. I mean, it just really blew me away, the whole story.
Reads like a spy thriller, but it's all
yeah.
true.
And, you know, I know a lot of people listening, and for a lot of people, you know, the evidence of government involvement in the drug trade is pretty abound. And, you know, it even goes back to the British government and the Opium Wars back in China, you know, hundreds of years ago.
Golden Triangle, yeah.
But to read it from the perspective of somebody who's in the DEA was just unbelievable. And the way that they tried to burn you, I mean, that just made my blood boil.
Well, you know, I'm I guess what you call a true patriot American who really believed in the American way. And it was at one time or another where I realized that I was ashamed to be an American because of the atrocities that we committed down in Central America.
Well, again, Sally, a great testimony for this book. I hope everybody gets it. Extremely interesting and factual. It's Powder Burns. Sally, stay with us for this break. Come right back. More after this, folks, on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to go right to these two calls real quick, folks. Put something on the record and final comments from Celerino Castile III. Again, the book is Powder Burns. Powderburns.org is where you can get a copy. Celly generally will autograph these for you if you need him to. And I really hope that you all do and support this great American and his endeavor to bring us the truth. Real quick, Mike in New York, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, I was watching a DVD the other day called JFK 2 is in Roman Numer Poo, and
yeah.
It talked about basically the anti-Castro Cuban movement,
yeah.
JFK assassination, and moved right up through Nixon's administration. In it, they mentioned a Felix Rodriguez, and I believe he was associated with Operation 40 or Operation Mongoose.
Mr. Gomez, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Is that the individual that we're speaking about?
Yes. Well, Mr. Gomez was his CIA name, I guess. Did you have a question for Sally directly?
Well, regarding that, I mean, isn't it interesting that, if you could shed a little bit more light about Felix Rodriguez, and also, isn't it interesting how Porter Goss, I believe he was involved with Operation 40 when he was stationed in Miami in the 60s.
He was involved in part of this as well. Of course, he gets the big CIA job. But quickly, Felix Rodriguez, Sally. Sally Castile?
Who was trained to assassinate people back in the 60s was in Vietnam with Tat Shackley, another CIA terrorist. And since then, he's been involved in drug trafficking from the early 70s with the Cuban community in South Florida, and went on to Vietnam and to Central America and Bolivia, where he claims to have captured Che Guevara and cut his hands off, and he holds that picture at his house. He's got a photograph picture, Felix does at his residence, of Felix's...
You talk extensively about Mr. Gomez, a.k.a. Felix Rodriguez, in your book, Powder Burns, and
right.
I would suggest Mike get that, and he can get the full
yeah.
depth of how Bush was involved in this and who this guy was.
If there's any questions, you know, get a hold of me through powderburns@prodigy.net. That's my email address, powderburns@prodigy.net.
And you can also have powderburns.org, and there's a contact list over there. Tom in Massachusetts, final comment. Got about a minute for you, Tom. Put something on the record.
Hey, Jack, man, hearing you guys go back and forth on all these connections, I'm just wondering where Kevin Bacon fits into the whole thing. but hey, for Sally, I was wondering if it's true that I've heard rumors that that Gary Webb had been working on another book about, like, CIA drug dealing or, like, its South American connections and et cetera. And I was wondering if you could make any final comments on the
murder
of Gary Webb.
Yeah, Gary was working on something on the second series right before he wrote his book that was supposed to be released, but of course he made an agreement with the newspaper and didn't do it, but he has plenty of information, and the big secret on the Gary Webb story is Carl Baca. Carl Baca was the individual that gave Gary Webb all the information of the cartels in San Francisco, and it turned out to be Carl Baca is allegedly to have been married to Carlos Later, who was the co-founder of Medellin Cartel. So that's another story that needs to be
told. And listen, Carlos Later's wife, by the way, got these key jobs with these key companies like Kroll and AIG. A lot of the companies I'm starting to find are connected to 9/11.
Right.
Carlos Later's wife, a known drug smuggler, working for these giant companies, working for the government. Hey, just more of the same, right? Right, Sally?
Exactly. AIG is the one that she was working with out of San Francisco. They finally went after her, and they indicted her on some charges.
Look,
and so forth.
I got to get you some new information I have about AIG and
yeah.
Marsha McClellan and some of these companies connecting right to 9/11, also connecting with the drug cartels as well. Celly Castile III, powderburns.org. We'll see all of you in about 6 minutes on Deadline Live with Jack Blood, my show coming up right after this on this very network. Stay tuned, folks. Thank you for everybody for joining us. Thanks to the affiliates. Thanks to the sponsors. Thanks to all you listeners and all you great callers. And thanks to you, Celly.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Alex Jones Show. We'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same channel. 11 o'clock Central Time on the one and only GCN Radio Network. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back in about 6 minutes.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.